Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, we've been praying for a ministry partner who was seeking to close a major real estate transaction. But greed reared its ugly head in the hearts of the buyer and the seller. We were prompted to search the Word of God for greed. Even though most all of our lives, we've heard people associate greed with money, wealth, and prosperity. But as Paul Harvey used to say, here's the rest of the story.
There you go.
Luke 12:15, New International Version. Watch out. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. So we looked up greed in a word search, several different Bible aids, and discovered that greed is not listed in the King James Version of the Bible. Instead, you'll find covetousness is the word of choice. Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Covetousness in the Strong's Concordance is defined as greedy desire to have more, especially what belongs to others, covetousness, and avarice. Covetousness, as defined in the Random House Dictionary, is the inordinately or wrongly desirous of wealth, of possessions, greedy. According to Word.net, both avarice and greed are defined as reprehensible,
acquisitiveness.
How about this? Reprehensible acquisitions.
There you go.
Insatiable desire for wealth. There's some very basic principles we need to understand about greed. First, greed is an attitude. Second, greed wants to take a position of authority, or better said, a place of preeminence in your life. Third, greed wants to direct your thoughts, desires, and actions. Fourth, greed is addictive. And fifth, greed is evil.
That's true. There are several things we need to understand clearly about being greedy. Being prosperous does not automatically make you greedy, not at all. Having wealth does not in and of itself make you greedy. Being rich is not synonymous with being greedy. Being greedy doesn't always mean that you want to get more. Greedy people want to hold on to what they already have and maybe in some ways still get more.
That's it.
Greedy is not produced by money, but rather by the condition of the heart. And I want to say that again.
That's good.
Greed is not produced by money, but rather by the condition of a person's heart. You can be poor and greedy. Greed is an attitude before it becomes a lifestyle. It's not just limited to the rich and famous, but it also affects the poor and the unknown. Greed is not about money. It's about spiritual priorities. So let's look at the story of the prodigal son from Luke 15, verses 11 through 13. I'm just going to grab a slice of it. Luke 15, starting in verse 11 through 13. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him them his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. For most of our lives, we've been taught that the younger son was greedy because all he wanted really was the money, and then he wasted it in a sinful manner. However, we want you to note, before we proceed any further, that not only did the father give the younger son his portion, or his share of the inheritance, but it says he divided it among them. He also gave the older brother his share as well. So when we continue reading Luke 15, we discover how the older brother reacted when the younger brother returned home. In verse 25, it says, now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son has come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. The older brother on the surface seems self-righteous about the younger brother's having, well, a cookout. However, there's a lot more to this story. We also believe that the older brother is upset because he thinks the other brother is getting away, is getting something that he didn't, and that is greed or covetousness. Plus, the fact that the older brother, even though he had already received his inheritance, is still working for his father, being paid by his father, no doubt sleeping in his father's house and eating at his father's table. But he was upset. He was upset because he was looking on things in greed.
That's so true. Proverbs 28:25, New Living Translation. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. In Luke 15, it becomes clear that greed is for getting and greed is for holding on to. Proverbs 15:27 in the New Living Translation says, Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. No doubt, the father in Luke 15 was grieved by the attitudes of both sons, but at least the younger son repented and recognized the error of his ways. He just wanted to be back in his father's house and the love and protection that he had taken for granted. There may be times in our lives when we've strayed, but like the prodigal son, we want to make things right with our Heavenly Father and find a place at his table. One more thing about the father in this parable before we go on. Luke 15:12 Classic Amplified said, And he divided the estate between them. The father gave away his entire estate to his two sons. Yet upon the return of the younger son, the scripture says that he gave him an expensive party, fine clothing, and a special ring. Without question, this man was blessed. He obviously had a pure heart and wisdom. He was prosperous in every way. Look what he says to the older son who stayed. Luke 15:31-32. And the father said to him, Son, you're always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was fitting to make merry, to revel and feast and rejoice. For this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The man was wealthy, but not greedy. So let's go on in our study of what the Word has to say about greed.
Greed can affect everybody. In Jeremiah 6:13 in the New Living Translation, it says, From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. From prophets to priests, they are all frauds. A couple of chapters later in Jeremiah 8:10 in the New Living Translation, it says, I will give their wives to others and their farms to strangers. From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. Yes, even my prophets and priests are like that. They are all frauds. Greed is about our godly character, or actually I should say the lack thereof. Jeremiah 22:17 in the New Living Translation says, But you have those only for greed and dishonesty. You murder the innocent, oppress the poor, and reign ruthlessly. Greed is a heart condition that reflects a much greater problem that is within a person's spiritual life. In the New Testament, in Ephesians 5:3, also New Living Translation, it says, Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Greed can and will destroy a life. In Proverbs 1:19, New Living Translation, it says, "Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life." That's a fair warning right there.
Yes, it is.
Proverbs 1:19 in the Classic Amplified puts it this way. "So are the ways of everyone who is greedy of gain. Such greed for plunder takes away the lives of its possessors." It's important to understand that greed is selfishness. It wants nothing and nobody, including God, higher than a person's priority list than itself. It could really be considered greed being a spirit of the enemy.
I think you're right.
It's not wealth, but the attitude of greed that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of God and our relationship with Him. If we're to put God first in our lives, if we recognize that all good and perfect things, as it says over in James 1, comes from God, including prosperity, then we are to be, and they are to be used for the advancing of the kingdom. We never go without being paid greatly from our great and mighty God. Then we won't have a problem with greed, regardless of how much money we make or maybe even what we don't have. Wow.
Our happiness, prosperity, is not based on what we have, but what has us.
That's right.
Put God first in your life and allow nothing and no one to exalt themselves above the knowledge of Him. And let me say this. Greed, some people think it's just rich people. I've met a lot of poor people that were greedy. I really have. The best way to fight greed is to become a giver. When you're a giver, you're not hoarding. You're not covetous. You are, in fact, living and acting like your Heavenly Father.
And you can never outgive God.
Never.
I mean, when you give and become a giver and just give joyfully and just love giving, then God blesses you really beyond measure.
Absolutely. Mm. That's good. Let me say that probably 10 days ago, we sent you a letter. Mm. On the outside of the letter, it says, "Unlimited income in your house." If you've got that letter, make sure you read it. If you don't have it and you'd like a copy, send me an email to herald@haroldherring.com. And we'll send one to you. It's a powerful revelation in that letter. Well, go to haroldherring.com. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.